Hey, we're talking with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone and continuing with our Little Bait and Knock ice fishing report. Well, we went through the walleyes. If we could talk a little bit about the perch and maybe the pike fishing and anything else that's going on fishing-wise. What's going on with the perch? Let's start there.
Well, at least the perch have been fairly cooperative compared to the walleyes here so far. The better reports I'm getting have been in and around Kipling, between the boat launch and Butler's Island, and heading northeast towards like Second Reef, generally like 10 to 20 feet of water. Wigglers seem to be the best bait going, but they get a few on minnows and a few on waxworms too. Other than that, the pike, everybody's running into pike. There's pike in deep water, in shallow water, weeds, no weeds. It doesn't really seem to matter. No matter where you go, you're going to run into some. A lot of small ones, but I've heard a few big fish being caught. And, you know, just your typical tip-ups and suckers works pretty well for them. But a lot of guys have been getting them on the jigs, fishing for perch and for walleyes.
Now, is that unusual? Because I don't ever remember you really talking about a hot pike bite all over the bay.
Well, the last couple of springs here, we've had just ideal spawning conditions for the pike, so the numbers in the bay here have just exploded here the last 2 or 3 years, so that's why we're seeing lots of smaller fish. You know, it's better than nothing, you know, but a lot of guys are donating baits to the pike here this year, so they're not real happy with that aspect of it, but yeah, it's kind of hard to control what wants to bite.
Well, what are the regulations on pike for little bait and knock?
For here, it's pretty much the regular statewide regulations. You can keep up to 2 fish a day, 24-inch minimum. They changed the regulations here a couple of years ago, or no, I think it was this year, where bass, pike, and walleyes all now have their own standalone limits. You know, before it used to be 5 in combination. Mm-hmm. Well, now you can keep, you know, up to 5 walleyes, up to 5 bass, and up to 2 pike at any given day. So they're just kind of bonus fish now.
Interesting that it's only 2 pike, though. You would think that they really would like to kind of mitigate the pike numbers in Little Bay to Knock to keep the perch and the walleye up, you know?
Well, it's possible. I've heard rumors that they may change that. You know, the DNR changes the regulations every 2 or 3 years now, and now that the numbers have popped up since the last regulation change, it's quite possible they could change that here down the line. We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, well, any hot colors or baits that we can mention real quick here?
Well, I've had a number of people, as far as the pike go, down in the harbor in Escanaba, they've been catching tons of pike down there. And I've had a number of people now said they've been catching them jigging with spoons or ripping wraps. And not just tip-up fishing, so maybe it's a little more interactive, more like walleye fishing. Other than that, as far as the walleyes and the perch, there really hasn't been a standout bait or color here just yet.
Okay.
Yeah, normally the perch, like your brighter, you know, your chartreuses and oranges and greens. The walleyes, usually anything that glows in the dark works pretty good here on the bay. So, yeah, and as far as the walleyes go right now, it's tough to beat just a plain old sucker on a tip-up.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time and great information. Hopefully this helps the travelers that are headed your way this weekend. And yeah, have a good weekend. Stay warm, huh?
No problem here. We'll be good and busy.
We'll catch you next week. Take care.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone here on The Outdoor Show.